Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Gold Matters: Real Solutions to Surreal Risks is a nonfiction financial analysis book by Matthew Piepenberg and Egon von Greyers, with forewords by Grant Williams and Ronnie Staferle. It belongs to the macroeconomics and precious metals investing genre, and its purpose is to explain why the modern financial system faces unusually large risks from debt, currencies, banking fragility, and market instability, rather than presenting gold as a nostalgic collectible or a speculative trade. The book argues for it as a practical real asset with a role in preserving wealth during systemic stress. The authors rely on historical context, market experience, and graph-based reasoning to support a case that feels cautionary but structured, not sensational. The book is aimed at readers who want to understand the financial system at a deeper level and assess how physical gold, ETFs, and mining shares may fit into a broader risk management approach. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book frames modern financial risk as a system-wide problem, not an isolated market correction. A central idea in Gold Matters is that today's risks are interconnected. The book does not treat debt, currency weakness, banking stress, and market volatility as separate events that can be solved in isolation. Instead, it argues that these pressures reinforce one another and create a fragile financial environment. This matters because the authors are not simply forecasting a downturn in one asset class. They are describing a structural condition in which excess leverage, policy distortions, and confidence in institutions can all fail at the same time. That framing makes the book different from conventional market commentary, which often focuses on short-term price action or single indicators. The reader is encouraged to think in terms of systemic resilience rather than normal cyclical fluctuations. In practical terms, this means the book is less about predicting the next trade and more about understanding the conditions under which wealth can be eroded across multiple channels at once. Secondly, gold is presented as a real asset that protects purchasing power when paper claims weaken. The book's core defense of gold is that it functions as a tangible store of value when confidence in financial promises declines. The authors challenge the common dismissal of gold as an outdated relic and instead position it as insurance against monetary and institutional weakness. Their argument is not that gold produces yield or outperforms in every environment, but that it retains value independently of government balance sheets, bank solvency, and currency debasement. That distinction is important because it explains why gold occupies a different role from stocks or bonds. It is meant to preserve purchasing power, not generate growth through earnings or interest. The book also emphasizes physical gold as the most direct expression of this idea, since ownership of bullion avoids some of the counterparty and structural risks associated with financial claims. This makes gold less a tactical speculation and more a defensive monetary asset. Thirdly, the authors use a historical and macroeconomic lens rather than emotional market rhetoric. One of the book's defining strengths is its restrained method. Based on the available descriptions, the authors rely on factual analysis, historical comparison, and visual evidence to build their case. They do not depend on apocalyptic language or dramatic storytelling. Instead, they connect current conditions to long-running patterns in debt accumulation, currency management, and market behavior. That approach is important because it helps the reader evaluate risk without being pushed into panic. The book appears designed to slow down the usual noise of financial media and replace it with a more disciplined framework. This also gives the argument credibility if the case for gold is persuasive. It is because it is grounded in measurable imbalances and economic history rather than ideology. For readers, this means the book offers not just a conclusion, but a method for thinking about financial vulnerability in a more sober way. Fourthly, it distinguishes among physical bullion, ETFs, and mining shares as different forms of gold exposure. Gold Matters is not limited to explaining why gold matters in principle. It also discusses how investors can gain exposure to gold through different vehicles. Physical bullion, exchange-traded funds, and mining stocks each carry different benefits and risks, and the book helps the reader see that these are not interchangeable choices. Physical gold offers direct ownership and the strongest insulation from financial intermediaries. ETFs can offer convenience and liquidity, but they may introduce structure-related concerns. Mining stocks behave differently because they combine gold exposure with operational, geopolitical, and equity market risk. This distinction is valuable because many investors talk about gold as if it were a single asset, when in practice, the implementation choice changes the outcome. The book therefore adds a practical layer to its macroeconomic thesis. If gold is part of a wealth preservation strategy, the vehicle used to hold it matters almost as much as the decision to hold it at all. Lastly, its practical purpose is wealth preservation in a period of possible wealth destruction. The book is ultimately oriented toward preparation. It argues that investors should not assume the financial future will resemble the recent past, especially if debt burdens, currency pressures, and institutional fragility continue to rise. This makes the book useful for readers who are not looking for rapid speculation, but for a framework to protect capital under adverse conditions. The phrase "real solutions" is significant because the book presents gold not as a cure for all financial problems, but as one concrete response to a distorted monetary environment. The practical value lies in helping readers reassess portfolio vulnerability, question assumptions about safe assets, and think more carefully about downside protection. That is a different purpose from many gold books, which either promote the metal with excessive enthusiasm or focus narrowly on price forecasts. Here, the emphasis is on preparedness, survival, and the preservation of purchasing power across a potentially unstable financial landscape. In conclusion, Gold Matters' Real Solutions to Surreal Risks will be most useful for investors, savers, and financially curious readers who want to understand why gold is still discussed as a serious monetary asset in periods of systemic stress. It is especially relevant for people concerned about inflation risk, debt accumulation, currency instability, or the fragility of bank-centered financial systems. The book offers intellectual benefits as well as practical ones. It gives readers a way to interpret macroeconomic danger without relying on alarmism, and it encourages a more disciplined view of portfolio protection. What makes it stand out in the crowded gold and macro commentary space is its combination of seasoned market experience, factual framing, and focus on implementation. Rather than treating gold as a slogan or a speculative prediction, it examines the asset as part of a broader wealth preservation strategy. That makes the book more grounded than promotional precious metals writing and more accessible than purely academic macro analysis. For readers seeking a clear, cautious case for gold, it offers a distinctive and usable perspective. If you would like to support Matthew Piepenberg, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.